everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, Chrissy Teigen has some regrets about her body. We'll tell you what she wants to have removed. We go thirst trapping with the stars and show you what Justin Bieber, Jaden Smith, and Lori Harvey are working with.
Ben Affleck claims responsibility for Matt Damon's career, and Sophie Turner tells us what she really thought of Joe Jonas in the beginning, and it wasn't nice.
Did a 12-year-old Solange Knowles really try to get a teacher fired? And Kristen Bell believes sharing is caring when it comes to her two daughters. We'll explain.
Heidi, Frank, and Chewy will join us from L.A. in a bit. This is Dish Nation. Yay!
We're one big, happy, dysfunctional family. I love it. I want to talk about Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, yes.
And Chrissy Teigen in the news.
Yes.
And she wants her perky boobs back.
What?
Okay, girl. Reclaim your breasts.
Well, I'll tell you what. She did an interview with Glamour UK magazine, and Chrissy kept it real about getting breast enhancement surgery in her 20s.
Wow.
At the beginning of her career, swimsuit model, all of that makes sense. And now she wants her natural breasts back because they're deflating.
Whoa. Oh.
I know. So here's what she said. Yeah, I did my boobs when I was about 20 years old. It was more for a swimsuit thing. I thought if I'm going to be posing, lay to my back, I want them to be perky. But then you have babies and they fill up with milk and deflate, and now I'm screwed.
Damn. Those look good, bro.
I had no idea she had all that going on.
Me neither, bro.
That natural fall. You know what I'm talking about?
Teardrop.
They've been there. You know?
That's a waste of money.
She said she didn't get a bigger size. She just got
them a little bit fake boobs?
To fill them out and make them a little
No, you push all your chips in and you're going down to the
fake boobs. That's right. Listen, you go bigger. Go home.
Right.
But how they change and they silicone? I don't understand that. How does silicone change?
Well, because before PJ, they were both looking at you eye to eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they look cock-eyed. Yeah, you got to just tilt your head a little bit. Tilt your head.
Porsche's boobs look like Marty Feldman.
You think John Legend would keep her old implants on the piano or something like that?
Like a goldfish
bowl? All of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges.
You're just an ordinary.
Implants. They'll do it too.
I don't know how true this is, but according to what a source told Us Weekly, Chris Pratt struggled horribly with insecurity while married to his ex-wife, Anna Faris.
Wow.
Now, an insider said, Chris was very insecure about himself before he started dating Catherine. He never felt good enough for Anna Faris. And then when their relationship started to go downward, he was angry and not liking who he was. But Chris got his self-esteem back when he met his current wife, Catherine Schwarzenegger, because according to this mystery insider, Catherine really changed all of that, and Chris has a much healthier self-image now. He goes out with friends more, and he's overall just much more happier, and Chris is more laid back. So Catherine is much more comfortable and happy.
I don't understand is where all these insiders come from, because I'm thinking of my circle of friends. Certain friends only know certain things. If you found out about it, I'd be like, well, only my friend Tracy knew that.
An insider is a.k.a. your publicist. Your publicist is leaking these stories little by little, and they tell the outlets what they want to know. They give little nuggets away. Absolutely,
yeah,
they do.
This is just a way for him to take shots at Anna Faris. She didn't have nothing to do with him not feeling good about himself. He was bigger when he was with her, remember?
He was more like a young Chris Farley back then.
They called him Fat Brat.
He was a chubby guy. Yeah.
So it wasn't his new wife that turned him around, Catherine, because he got ripped for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
So that's Shawn where his confidence did. Came
that's right.
from.
Right. It had nothing to do with Anna Faris. It had nothing to do with Catherine Schwarzenegger.
He should be a little bit more insecure with Catherine than he was with Anna, because if Catherine like her daddy, I mean, that's not a good look. So
right. I mean, maybe it was a situation where, like, you know, you felt like you wasn't good enough for Anna, so, like, you're, like, always, like, you're like, oh, man, I got to work extra hard to keep her. But, like, being that he went into that new relationship with Catherine, he was kind of already in shape. He already knew who he was. He had
I don't know. I can't stand it. Keep your insecurity on yourself. Don't put
Thank
that
you.
On me.
Right.
I ain't
right.
that.
Right.
Don't make me Anna. You knew I was Anna when you got with
Thank
me.
You.
Okay.
I could never love anybody if I didn't, who loved me in that sense, where I didn't like myself.
Well, that's messed up.
Fat Pratt didn't like Fat Pratt, so he never understood
How could I love you?
Anna's love for him. He's like, I don't even like me. Why do you like me? And so when he lost his weight,
wow,
he liked himself
you're
again.
So deep.
Damn, Frank. No, wait, Frank needs a hug, y'all.
Damn. It's that time of the week for
Thursday with the Stars.
And today, Portia, you should be excited because it's millennial edition.
Here we go.
Why don't you start us out, Portia?
Not a problem at all, honey. Let me read this good old teleprompter. Okay, you guys, so Justin Bieber did it for the gram, y'all, by posting a photo of his tattooed body, honey, and a pair of Dave boxers. Can you see Dave on the boxers?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, they're called Dave boxers.
I don't see Dave.
Well, I got a comment on that, too.
To help him promote his Little Dickies TV show, XX called Dave.
Here's the thing. I've seen Justin Bieber's wiener because there were pictures going around the. Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
There are pictures. And he's got an enormous penis.
No.
He really?
100% does. And in this picture, he looks like he doesn't have really anything. And I've seen. Him. I don't think that's a thirst trap.
No,
at all.
No, it's not. It's
totally thirst trap.
That's a thirst trap.
That's a thirst trap. It's a bad one. He looks hungry.
I will say, if he was more fluffed up, and because I think this picture makes him look bad, so I don't think it's a thirst trap.
Yeah, but
if he was more fluffed up,
look bad,
he took the picture. It's a thirst trap.
He's representing for his man, Little Dicky.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Little Dicky.
But it was a delectable picture, though.
And I think that picture was taken after, you know, some action was done. He had post chub.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
When the Hulk is turning back into Banner.
Look like.
Brace yourselves, everyone, because Lori Harvey hit Instagram and showed us what that slow motion do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she posted a video jumping out of a pool, dripping wet, with the caption, LA winner.
Uh-oh.
Is Lori thirst trapping y'all?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Question, are those real?
Yes.
Are her boobies real?
Yes.
I'm more concerned about the booties.
I don't even notice the booty. I was looking at the booty.
I was looking at the side boobie, bro. She had
that side boobie.
Her body is perfect.
Phenomenal side boobie.
That's all for future, honey.
Great side
Love, like, slow motion is sexy,
especially,
but the problem with slow motion
fit,
when you're doing the video, you have to mute it. Otherwise, she'd get out and she was like, oh. You're like, that takes the sexiness out of it.
Right.
Like, you gotta.
She did that now.
If it was me, it'd be
she looks like a Komodo dragon.
Trying to find the sun to warm her body.
Okay, now I think this is a first for thirst trapping, y'all.
Okay.
Jaden Smith's mama, Jada Pinkett Smith, might have just thirst trapped her own son.
What?
She posted a video of shirtless Jaden flexing on her Instagram story, y'all. Take a look.
This is what happens when your son comes home.
You know what it is, Mom.
Okay.
You know what it is.
He said, you already know what it is.
Mom, which way is the kitchen?
You know what it is,
which way is the kitchen, Mom? Is it over here or is it over here?
But we knew this boy was going to grow up fine. Look at his mama, Jada Pinkett, and then look at the grandma, and then look, his daddy is Will Smith.
Yes.
He had no choice but to be looking
good
like
jeans,
that.
Good jeans, good jeans.
It
was inevitable.
Body,
he does.
Like, when he was working out and stuff. He's got his dad's build.
Mm-hmm. When he was doing
and his mama's waistline.
Ali.
Snatch.
Seriously. Tiny.
Yeah, how do you get the V?
You just, oh, I used to have
How are you going to get one, Chewy?
I just go straight down.
I got the H for my name. It's like, but she's just sort of.
I don't get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Gary's got a U.
Honey, you go to bed.
Yes, I got a U, baby. But it's coming to a V. The more I keep working it out.
That thing will never come to a point.
Well, all right now, coming up, honey, baby, can you believe that Matt Damon was once jealous of his bestie, Ben Affleck? Well, honey, we're going to sip on that tea and tell you all about it after the break. All right, Chucky?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yay!
Well, it looks like when Ben Affleck was a child actor coming up in the game, he had another famous celebrity hating on him as a kid. And you guys wouldn't believe who it was.
Famous yeah.
So during a recent sit-down interview on SiriusXM's The Jess Cagle Show, Ben shared how he got to start in the business and how he made a lifelong friend and fellow actor jealous in the process. Take a look.
She was a casting director. She was like, oh, he was fine sleeping in the bed. So she was casting a kids science and math adventure sort of pre-Dora the Explorer kind of show for PBS and had me come in and audition and worked with me on it. And I had, you know, I was 7 or 8. One, it instilled in me a deep sort of love and affection for that, this art and craft and line of work, and it made Matt Damon so incredibly jealous.
Well, of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how you have to live your life.
Him
yeah.
into a yeah. career in cinema. so I really take credit for that.
Sounds very believable.
Well, Matt Damon was hating on him? Like, well, how did that?
Because Matt Damon wanted to be a child star and wasn't, and then found out that.
Didn't get called to the audition.
Right.
Right.
And they're both coming up, and he's like, I'm going to be in a cartoon for kids in math. And he's like, I want to be in a cartoon.
And then Matt Damon's like, that's fine. I'm going to write Good Will Hunting. It's fine.
Be fine. And I'll be the kid doing the math. How you like them apples?
Okay, so they've been friends that long?
I guess so. Yeah. I didn't realize
they grew up
that.
On the same street.
That's dope.
You know, and sometimes you need, like, somebody within your peer group to compete with, and not even to compete, but just to make you, like,
motivate
be better.
You
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you guys, if you can do it, I can too.
You guys make me better. Like, that's why I love what I do.
Yeah.
You make us better,
too.
Your
energy, you make me better.
Oh, I love you, Portia.
Oh.
So sweet. You know who motivates me from the show, honestly?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's Headcrack.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the hardest working guys.
I agree with that. I agree with that,
most talented guys. Yes. I think that he really puts it to the road.
I work hard so I can live where you live.
We'll save room on the cul-de-sac for you, Headcrack.
Yes, thank you.
Well, if you think Matt Damon was hating on Ben Affleck, listen to this, because the Queen of the North, Sophie Turner, didn't really think so highly of her, well, now husband, Joe Jonas, before meeting him. She recently did an interview with Elle Magazine, and she revealed that for her first date with the pop star, she was horrified that he would be a bad guy.
Mm. What'd she say?
I expected Jonas to show up with security and everything. I thought he would be such a d- I took all my guy friends with me to meet him because in the back of my mind, I was worried he could be a catfish or I don't know what.
Mm.
So that's my, I guess my, when I see that, I go, then why did you agree to go out with him? Because if I think the whole time I'm getting ready, oh, this person's just going to be awful.
Right.
I'm really, like, why am I going?
Well, at least he's going to buy me dinner.
Were all the guys with her, the soldiers from Castle Black? I mean, they all show up with their, their guard. It's like,
because she thinks she was going to be catfish because she's also a big star.
Right.
It's hard to catfish a big star because she's got to be vetted, too.
He might have been thinking the same thing on the other side of the line.
Yeah.
Like, is this 100%. Really
this just proves to me that he didn't go the normal route and have your publicist call her publicist to set up the date. He actually reached out to her directly, and she's like, there's no way.
He's like, Joe Jonas.
And he thinks that he's just going to DM me, and I'm going to go out with him. And so then she invites all of her friends over and thinks it's going to be some weird guy showing up, and it actually was Joe Jonas.
Right.
And doing his own footwork.
Right.
Yeah, she's telling all her friends, leave.
So he, not only did he do his own footwork, when she shows up with all these guy friends, he could have just been like, I'm not this. He was like, all right, well, so let's hang out. Let's spend some time together and get to know each other.
And that's why Joe Jonas, he motivates me. I mean, he really does.
He's a hardworking.
He deserves everything he gets.
What? Wait, why would he do?
We're just on a roll, Portia. We're on a roll.
I know, we're just loving everybody. It's good.
It's okay.
All right, y'all, up next, find out what famous singer was trying to get her teacher fired when she was just 12 years old. We'll tell you all those details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, y'all, Tina Knows is going way, way back and spilling some OT about her daughter, Solange. Miss Tina told a story about when Solange was 12 years old. She said, the school principal called me in and said, Solange is starting trouble. And I'm like, what did she do? Well, it turned out Solange had started a petition to get a teacher fired.
That sounds right.
Tina said, when they told me, I was actually very proud of her. I was like, way to go, Solange. I didn't punish her. Absolutely not for trying to make a good change.
This really does make the whole elevator with Jay-Z make sense because she'd been that girl from day one. Like, you're like, what? What?
Right.
That's just who she is.
You're gonna cheat on my sister?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's gonna give me a C on my paper.
I don't know.
I wanted the teacher to get fired.
When you're 12 years old, what grade is that?
Six
or seven.
Maybe,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's still the age where you could get a whipping if they call home.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's
we got one until we was, what, 18?
Thank you. You're trying to get no teacher fired.
I still get
like,
beat.
Yeah.
I still get hit with a chunk loud.
My mom would be like, oh, so guess who called me today? Get over here. Get over here. Get over here.
Exactly. Get your ass back in here. Tina was woke back then because my mom would have been like, if you don't sit your butt down, you probably was talking and looking out the window again.
The hell you mean you writing a petition?
I'll give you something to petition about.
My mom used to say, go outside and go pick out a branch.
Yeah,
pick out a branch.
That's the switch.
And you better not come with a little rotten stick
either. No.
They got to go pick it.
Yeah, you don't want them to pick it.
A lot of actors have spoiled children, but Kristen Bell does not want her kids to turn out spoiled. Okay. She and Dax Shepard have two daughters who are 5 and 6 years old.
All right.
And Kristen explained why they don't have separate bedrooms. Here's what she said. It's very important to me that they share a bedroom. I think their lives will be easier than most other people's on the planet.
Yeah.
And to develop a good character, it's important to always be going through something. Figure out how to share your closet. Figure out how to share your space. If that's the worst thing about your life, that you have to share a bedroom with your sister, you're going to be okay.
Damn.
But isn't it a little bit more plausible when it's like two girls sharing a room versus a boy and a girl? Because y'all going to fight about everything.
You know what?
Yes, and they're not sharing a room. Like, we used to share a room. Yeah.
I had
the damn bunk bed and he peed from the top onto you. They got two princess beds or queen size beds.
No, I'll tell you.
20 by 20 room.
Y'all had beds? Damn.
You had a damn bed.
No, we had no bed, baby.
We had to share beds and bath water. So, I mean,
Gary's not lying.
Yes, baby.
You would only hope to be the older child,
so
you would be first.
Oh, no.
Because that last child getting some muddy water.
That's right, honey.
That's
all them babies in that same water.
That's right. Say that water.
Yeah. My parents bought me a used car when I turned 16.
Oh, wow.
You're such a
He's like three years old, Mom. I hate you so much.
I hate you, bro.
Don't you hate? And his family had an intercom system in the house.
Oh,
wow.
Dinner's ready. Thanks, Mom.
All right, up next, we'll tell you what embarrasses one American Pie actor right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Yay! Well, there is no doubt that I think we're all going to agree that American Pie is one of the funniest movies of all time. Teen comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was 17 when it came out, and it was just everything to us.
I've never looked at apple pie the same since.
Agreed. And if you remember, there is a very famous part from actress Allison Hannigan, and she recently sat down with Kelly Clarkson and revealed what happens when fans come up to her in public to say her very famous line back to her. Take a look.
Do people still walk up to you and say this one time at band camp?
Yes, they do, which is lovely to be associated with the movie people still know, but I have two daughters now, and when they're with me and they, like,
people
somebody
don't
starts
follow through,
saying
right?
the line, I'm like, can we just stop there? Yeah. Like, yes, like, I get really panicked, and I'm like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They know.
Well, yeah,
please
really
stop.
Funny.
So what was the line again? I can't recall.
Okay, so she said,
This one time
at band camp, I stuck a flute in my
How old are her kids, anyway? Did she say how old she is?
She didn't.
As far as young, she hadn't had the talk with them yet.
No.
So
probably under 12.
But what if her kid someday who wants to play the flute in the junior high band?
You can't.
No, you don't.
Because mommy, you just can't.
I would have played a tuba, mama.
Has a fan ever come up to you and embarrassed you?
No, like that episode where I kissed Frank passionately.
Sure.
Just guys in public just started just coming up to me trying to kiss me. I'm like, I need to chill out, bro.
Oh, they thought they swung that way?
Yeah, like, oh, I love you and Frank.
Oh,
swear to God.
No.
Yeah, we should reenact it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.